I'm Kier.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Jay from Gallifrey Public Radio,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Neil.
And this is a week where the news appeared out of nowhere, courtesy of Neil.
In the last, like, 2 hours. It was great.
So we'll try to keep up and know exactly where we're going. But let's just lead in. Beef, what time is it?
News time!
Yes, it is. Let's start with some comics,
that's
Neil.
That's better.
So we're all fucked up here because this is a Monday night show and new comics always come out on Wednesdays. But on Mondays, we do get DC's Direct to Digital. So we got Bombshells number 5, Batman Arkham Knight number 27, and Fables, Wolf Among Us from the DC Vertigo imprint number 37. All solid buys and all like 99 cents because they're Direct to Digital.
What's Bombshells? That sounds like Hot Chicks.
It kind of is. So you remember the like the B-17, B-49, Super
like
Flying
Nose
Fortress.
Art.
Yeah, Nose Art. What they did is they took all the DC heroines and villainesses, I guess, and they did them in World War II Nose Art, and they did a limited run of alternate covers, and everyone really liked them. So what they've done is they've done an Elseworlds kind of story and reimagined World War II with Wonder Woman and Batwoman and the whole gang in their own
That's
kind of stories.
Cool. That'd it's be cool very to cool. At least even for someone like me who's not super into comics, that'd be cool to just see the art.
Yeah, especially no, it's definitely worth it. Yeah, so definitely pick it out.
Let's go to TV news. There was Fear the Walking Dead. Beef, did you watch it?
No, I have the first episode recorded and the next one will record, and then my girlfriend and I will be able to watch them in the same room.
Oh, that's exciting. Yay!
You know how freaking awesome that is?
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited for you. Are you really going to watch that?
Well, yeah. I mean,
somebody said.
Okay. Duh.
That was not my question, but let's move on to Walking Dead Season 6 promo drop. I don't watch a promo because I don't watch the show right now. I'm sorry.
You're such a fucking weirdo.
I'm going to mainline it. Come on. You know what? That's what I do.
But before we leave Fear the Walking Dead, though, I got to say, you got to take a look at the numbers that this thing put out.
Stupid numbers.
Absolutely ridiculous.
How
brand
much?
New records for a cable show. What was it?
10-some million, I think.
10.1, I think that's the number here. Let me just pull it out here. Yeah. 10.87.
Yeah, launched on the record with 10.1 million viewers, including 6.3 that's million adults, 18 to 49.
Yeah.
Where does it say here? Oh, yeah, that's right. The previous record in the 18 to 49 was Better Call Saul with 4.4 earlier this year. In fact, AMC now has 3 of the top 5 cable launches of all time, with Walking Dead ranking 5th.
Yeah. So a lot of people watch this.
Lots of people like the zombies.
And, okay, but I've heard both good and bad things. I heard this was really, really good, and I heard it was totally horrible it was totally mediocre up until the last 20 minutes or 10 minutes or 5 minutes, and I heard it was just meh, but it has potential. So people are all over the board. I think it's just because they know the world that they want to be there again. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. A little bit like Battlestar.
Universe.
What? It's in the same universe. Beef likes
I know.
It.
I'm vindicated.
You're not alone. Hey, what about more zombies?
I'm good with more zombies if it's
or
against
the original
Ash.
Zombies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where's my boomstick?
Oh, here's my boomstick, bitch.
Ooh. In Call of Duty or CS, my name used to be brandishing a boomstick.
I'm gonna try to watch, I think, on a regular basis, Ash versus the Evil Dead. It's yeah,
do you have
I love
stars?
I think you can get it on pay-per-view type you, stuff. Extra
yeah, you can get it as
here.
A special channel, but yeah. You're gonna pay like to the roof for this. Which is the one thing with these shows. I would like to support this show, but in Canada, it would cost me a lot of money just to do that. Put it online and give me ads, and I'll watch it. I'll add to your number. If not, I'm going to watch it anyway. I'm just letting you know. I'm not telling you how I will, but I will.
Well, you'll sample it.
Well, we're in Canada. Come on.
Yeah, of course.
But give me a way to be in your numbers. Please, stars, give me a way to do that. Yeah. American Horror Story Hotel with an H? Why? Why? Oh, why? God.
Because most people can pronounce the H. Hotel. I nothing this right now. I tried. I really, really tried on the last season to get into it on Freak Show. And I enjoyed a few of the episodes. But after that, it was just, it fizzled for me. So
the teasers look creepy.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Gotham is going villain this time. And it's definitely not the Batcave that we're going to find.
And it's the Batcave.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly it's not yet.
Not yet.
I know they say that, but it's, he finds his father's lair. You know, maybe he has to break a wall in there to find the cave of the bat that is connected to it. I don't know. Maybe. But I really like Gotham, so I'm excited to see what they do.
The last episode of Gotham was really good. The promos that are coming out right now are really good. I'm hopeful, but they're doing exactly what me and Hub predicted. They're not bringing up Batman.
He is not a product to make beer with.
I was like, did you add an H?
He did.
Leave me alone with this. Okay, let me get to my point, okay? First, second. But they're bringing out the Joker. They're bringing out a bunch of villains that everybody likes. They're bringing out the Batcave. They're not bringing out the cave, but they might as well at this point.
But it's not as bad as we predicted or you guys predicted. It still works as a show, and I really like it even with young Bruce Wayne and Alfred. That's half of the fun of the show. But anyways, you're most likely going to be right, and they'll screw it up. But still, I'm enjoying it.
I'm still waiting for a season of Daredevil because I know Daredevil 2 is going to be awesome. And
with the Punisher. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if you like Daredevil, right now you can listen to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on the Gunna Geek Network, where they're going through Daredevil. Right now they're doing World on Fire, if you look at this week's episode. So check it out. Gunna Geek Network, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. How much money did the movies made this week? How much stuff
well,
our money
straight
did
out
get?
Of Compton made all the money, basically.
Yeah.
Still first.
You know what really saddened me in there? Man from U.N.C.L.E. I really like that movie, and it's tanking.
No, it's just getting steamrolled like, Edge of Tomorrow, Live, Die, Repeat, whatever the hell they want to name it, not something like Kill, whatever that's called. That got rolled over by an $8 million movie. This has just got a lot of other good shit above it. Yeah, people are kind of sick of spy pieces, and then you add a period spy piece, and they're like, meh, isn't there another Bond coming out soon?
Yeah, there is.
There is.
No,
there.
I know. That's my point.
Yeah, and they just got Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I'm sad that American Ultra came in at sixth with only $5.5 million. I thought that was going to do better.
What is that about now?
Stoners?
Yeah, with the MK Ultra project. Imagine Jason Bourne, you know, under deep psychological cover, but he did too much acid, so when they tried to take him out of his programming, he doesn't come out of it.
Oh, see, I'll totally rent that.
I'll totally Netflix that, yes. At some
no,
point.
See, I still pay for some movies. I'll actually go to the video store and walk around. It's like a shoe store for me, you know? The video store smell. Spilled soda and whatnot.
And I saw Hitman, Agent 47.
Hitman.
Hitman.
Yeah, no. How is Hitman?
Okay. It's cheesy as fuck. The action scenes are fun, but that's where it's top. It's a Netflix when you're drunk.
Okay, so how does it compare to the first Hitman?
It's better. It's better.
Really?
I really hated the first one. So in this one, I was like, yeah, okay, that's another action flick, but there's nothing to remember.
I didn't even realize that. Seriously, Neil, Ant-Man is still number 8?
Yeah, above Fantastic Four.
That's...
Which is in week 2.
Oh, see, whoa, I read that wrong. I'm like, Fast and Furious is still in the theaters?
Fast and Furious is still in...
I didn't even think about... Fast Four. His little note here in the doc was Ant-Man is 8, FF is 10. I'm like, wow, Fast and Furious is still 10?
No, Fast and Furious can't be 10. Come on.
I know, but that's just saying Fantastic Four is doing that fucking bad.
Week 2, number 10, Ant-Man is still number 8 in the theaters.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Wow.
Yeah, but that next news really excited me. We're going to get another Triple X. I really love the first one. The second one is something that never happened, but I really love the first one.
Well, there's a lot of that going around lately, and yeah, I could see Triple X coming back. Or
Spy
Vin
movie?
Diesel,
seriously?
But it's more that's more like the crack spy movie. You know what I mean? He's just he's nuts. He's a
I love the Xander Cage character. That's it's one of my favorite Vin Diesels.
I agree. Actually, the first Triple X is one of my favorite guilty pleasure movie. Love this movie. Watch it all the time.
And we're going to play in my sandbox again. Mm-hmm. Thanks, China. And we're going to play in my sandbox again. Thank you, China. Yeah.
Are we really getting another Terminator
after this one?
Look at these numbers, man.
27 million with an M in one weekend. Fuck yeah, we're getting another Terminator.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to play in my sandbox again with some time travel. Yo.
So they're making the
Agent
next
Terminators 2. He's gonna be an old fucker. I don't mind. He's got a
China
shotgun.
Loves some autumn.
Hell yeah. Get down, old man.
Oh my god.
I know.
That's actually a good Arnold. Can you sing that way?
Probably not. Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to try it though. That'd be really bad.
Oh my god. But yes, we're going to play in your sandbox again. But seriously, after the end of this one, I have no idea where we're going. The only thing that I'm really happy is that I'm going to know more about Matt Smith's background. I'm hoping.
Right. All the shit they didn't tell you about how that AI gets created from there, or the body or whatever, when it spawns off, who sent all them back earlier.
Yeah, that's supposed to be their big reveal for the second or third movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it was still okay. It wasn't great by any means, but it was... Whatever. They can't fuck it up any more than it's already been fucked up. So.
What I was about to say. There's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm okay with it, so fuck them. And ooh, another one for me. I'm going to go grab my glow sticks and be like, you got a water? What? A water! I'm dying! It's a water!
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing Beef like on E or Speed somewhere being like, I need water.
It's totally E. They're talking about making a movie called Molly or something along those lines. The origins of ecstasy. So it'll be interesting to see, because for a while it was legal and people were giving away in Dallas bars, and that's what started the underground or not underground rave scene at the time.
Oh my
and
god.
Steve Nash is bankrolling it. That's kind of weird.
What? I can't hear you. totally down
see
for this.
You in neon baggy pants with like a.
Fuck yeah, dude. Actually, it was wife beater or shirtless and usually khakis. Shorts,
you guys are missing that this could be the next Spring Breakers. I'm just saying.
No, this is going to be way better than Spring Breakers. I can't think of what movie it'll be close to, but it won't be Spring Breakers. And it won't be great. So. I'm okay with it.
Okay. Okay.
You know what isn't filming anymore? Any What's superhero that? Movies, apparently.
Yeah, right now, everybody stopped principal photography. Everyone.
they all dropped the fucking microphone and walked out.
Yep. And they're starting Doctor Strange in what, like a month or a month and a half? So there's really like a drop.
X-Men, Civil War, and Suicide Squad all stopped. Well, not stopped, but finished.
Yeah. The good news in there is that it means that the movie's coming up.
Yep.
And they also gave a nice influx to their economies with the rap parties.
Yeah, and
the rap parties of X-Men, I heard from ear. That's not a joke.
Prager.
No, they made so... They rented the roof of a building here, and seriously, they just blasted off around the city. Everybody was hearing, knowing that something was happening. People were thinking it was a festival.
Why don't you go over there and tell Miss Barry I said, what's up?
Because Miss Barry is not working on that one, and Mr. Jackman was not working on that one, so
God
I didn't know.
Damn it, Wing.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Jerk. What's interesting, though, is I think all those experienced superhero film crews get a break at the same time, and then they're kind of fresh for the next crop of a superhero film. So it's probably intentional on some level.
Yeah, the next crop is Wonder Woman, Doctor Strange, Thor, and I think that Batman. The Batman, sorry. The Batman.
It's sad that Thor is so meh Thor. I never really cared for it, but
the first one was kind of okay. The second one was kind of crappy, and now there's a third one coming, and I kind of don't care.
Meh,
meh. Totes.
Trailer dump.
Trailer dump. Yeah. Well, again, this is the Monday edition, so we have one trailer. Sure.
This is more like trailer area.
Yeah, nah, it's not
there's
a, dump.
A trailer. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, and it's
the Final Girls.
Are you interested by this?
A horror comedy? I don't, not really. I don't know. Maybe. I doubt it. If it comes out and it looks okay from, you know, what people say, I might rent it, but I'm not going to go see it.
Nope. I'm not the target audience on this one.
Nah, me neither. But, hey, we watch a trailer for you guys. And, yeah, we'll
worship
watch
us.
Yeah, we'll watch that on Netflix when that comes out. Star Wars Countdown, 115 days?
I hate you both.
You thought we forgot.
We'll never forget. We'll never forget.
Hey, you both.
Okay.
New helmets.
New helmets.
That's cool. I think that's cool. I really like the old school retro one on the right. The black one's cool, but all black helmets are interesting looking. But the old, like, sand trooper one.
What's funny is that it looks worn and old and crappy, and used. I like that.
Now, isn't the rumor that Rogue One is supposed to be how the Rebels got the Death Star plans in the beginning, so it's kind of a prequel, kind of goes back a bit?
It's not a rumor. That's what the story is. But when they asked what the tone of the movie was, the director answered, it's Star Wars. So be ready for like zero dark 30 in the Star Wars universe. They're doing different. They're going to another style, trying something. And I'm happy that somebody's trying something different with Star Wars.
But how do you fucking release this picture on your Instagram or Twitter account and think it's okay?
I don't know. Maybe that is a plan leaked. Come on.
True, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a rumor that Grand Moff Tarkin's going to be digitally recreated. That's impressive too.
It is all over the internet.
Do we think that can work? I mean, they did a pretty good job with in Ant-Man, Michael Douglas, but he was there. Now the actor has been long gone, so
they can do it. I mean, they've done shit. They made Tupac rap at a concert last year in 3D. I don't know. They can make something work if they have enough footage of him, and as long as they're not trying to overdo it. Yeah. If it's a quick scene.
If anybody can do it, the mouse can do it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yes, they can. A bunch of stuff about Kylo Ren came out in different outlets. Empire has a great picture of him that looks to be in some kind of, wooden planet or forest moon of Endor, maybe. Maybe. I'm just saying.
That looks like the scene that we saw in that first trailer after the lightsaber broadsword.
It's totally Luke.
No. We got a picture of Luke. I think this is the son of Luke at this point.
You see Luke fighting Kylo Ren? How do you know it's Luke?
I see Boyega. Well, we know he's played by Adam Driver, so that helps.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
Just saying. And we saw there was a leaked picture of Luke where we saw him as a Jedi. So, the other thing is that they're saying that Kylo Ren is kind of one of the main character, as he's seeing himself as the hero of his story, and we will see his point of view. He's not going to be like just bad. He's going to be bad, but we'll understand his motivation a little bit more than we did in the prequel for all the villains.
Why did you leave Grandpa's side of the Force, Dad? Yeah, it's totally Luke's fucking father. Luke's kid. He was a whiner anyways.
Yeah, and this one is obsessed with Darth Vader. I think the reason he's obsessed with Darth Vader is because he's
look at his mask!
Grandfather. Yeah, his mask is made based on the Vader one.
Okay, you're right. God, I fucking hate saying that!
I didn't hear any of that.
Thank
no
you,
spoilers.
Neil.
Yeah. Okay. The other interesting thing is that Ren is not his last name. It's a title. He's one of the Knights of Ren. And if they're replacing the Sith with the Knights of Ren, I'm good with that too.
I'm sorry. I just keep waiting for the Knights of Stimpy now. I'm just going all the bad places.
That would be fucking great if they throw something like that in there. Or I'll be like Kai Stimpy Ren or something like that. Some random Knight of Ren named Stimpy.
No.
Come on.
Just no.
Come on.
I started it. I went in a bad place. I recant that whole line of being.
Hey, Stimpy.
How about some toy catalogs?
Yes. The toy catalogs are awesome. They're going to have so much of my money again. No?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no. All the Hasbro toys have been released. I'm trying not to look at all the details again. I'm trying to stay relatively spoiler-free, but all the Lego minifigs are cool to begin with. So
I went through the old catalog. You can go through the catalog being spoiler-free. It's a lot of old shit. There's not that much new stuff. And, I mean, there's Nerf Gun and stuff like that in there. They've been really careful. There is no spoiler in the catalog. They're better with than the guys with the with the helmet. I'm just saying.
With the helmet. Jesus. New episodes debut at Comic-Con for Rebels, which is always a good thing because I like Rebels.
Rebels is good. Last episode we saw was great.
Last episode was phenomenal.
Yeah, and they're bringing the cool clone from the Clone Wars, so I'm good with that. The one we followed for 6 seasons, so
that's cool.
That's pretty cool, and the fact that now we have a couple of characters which bridge the two series together, and I think they did a great job honoring the Clone Wars and going with this. Why are you laughing now?
Oh, what? Yeah. We're good. No, keep going.
No reason.
I'm making an effort. Come on.
That's surprising. So,
keep going.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Just go. Just take it.
Okay,
take
fine. Fine. Stop whining, you whiner. In non-news of the week, hey, they are making Avatar 2 after all. Not that Avatar. They are supposedly making Avatar The Last Airbender now.
What?
Again. Yeah. He confirmed it yesterday, supposedly. I put this in non-news because realistically, who gives a shit anymore? It'd be cool to see, but he's probably going to fuck it up again, especially if he's making it. And this story goes on to whine about how Shyamalama Ding Dong tried to back himself up by saying, well, I had a 9-year-old, so of course it was made for kids, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be interesting to see if they make it, but realistically, do we think it'll get made?
No. Nobody's going to want to put a penny behind that.
5 years later, and he's like, yeah, it's going to get made. I don't know. I doubt it.
No, it won't. Be honest.
Oh, but also, in other Avatar news, no, it's not going to get made. Just like this one, probably won't get made. In other Avatar news, Avatar 2, yes, the one with blue people, supposedly is going to come out in December 2017.
Until it comes out in December 2018, yeah.
This fucker was supposed to come out in like 2012, all right? When did the first one come out? This freaks me out every time we look it up.
It's been a while.
Don't ever do that again.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah, so, and then supposedly the 2018, 2019, respectively, for the 17 other sequels that are coming up.
This is non-news because it's never going to happen.
No, I know. Point, it's sad. Not that I really like the first one that much, but I really wanted to see whatever they did next in 3D because I missed the first one in 3D.
Yeah,
that's the challenge where he can push the technology. Okay, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, but after a while, give up, man. If you ain't doing nothing, you ain't pushing no technology forward.
Nope.
I'm going to make these movies. They're going to be the greatest sometime in the future. But I might die first.
Yeah, we're all going to die first. But you know what? It's going to be underwater. It's going to be amazing. And it's going to make $2 billion. Maybe $3.
No.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that no. So that's the news?
And the non-news for the week of whatever this is.
This is the news and non-news for 4 or 5 days. So we promise a really long edition next week.
Phrasing.
Yay.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.